This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Albar, A-L-B-A-R, Hector, H-E-C-T-O-R. The date of birth, December 30th, 1981. The date of evaluation, February 5th, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Nissen. The chief complaint, 43-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right knee surgery. The HBI, the patient is a 43-year-old male who reports an episode of falls, who reports several episodes of falls while at work, period. He had experienced two separate falls, the last of which was a twisting injury during which he slipped into a pothole, period. He was evaluated at Concentra Santa Rosa, period. He then underwent a conservative course of treatment to include physical therapy, period. He stated that this was not helpful, period. He has had ongoing pain described as sharp, currently rated 5/10, period. Pain is worse than standing, period. It is non-radiated, period. However, it is associated with numbness of the knee, period. His past medical history includes diabetes, neck number hypertension, neck number obesity, neck number cholecystitis, his past surgical history, status post-cholecystectomy, neck number status post-appendectomy, the medication, Wegovy 2.4 milligrams once a pill weekly, family history, month of the diabetes. Father also had diabetes, period. The social history, patient denies cigarette smoking or alcohol use, period. He has history of cannabis use, but stated that he had not used in approximately 1 month, period. New York system, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 118/70, pulse 75, respiratory rate 19, height 71 inches, weight 314 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute stress, period. The abdominal exam significant for severe obesity, period. There is a well-healed cholecystectomy scar, period. There is some scaling over the scar, period. Musculoskeletal, there is moderate tenderness of palpation and we're opening the medial joint line of the right knee, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 74 beats per minute with normal intervals and no significant or ST T-rate changes, period. ECG unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 43-year-old male with multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, including diabetes, hypertension, and obesity, who had sustained an injury to the right knee, period. The patient had been evaluated by orthopedic and was felt to require surgical intervention for one, right knee osteochondrosis, next number right knee complex tear of the lateral meniscus, next number chronic pain syndrome, period. diagnosed, he has a history of diabetes, and he reports that his hemoglobin A1C had decreased from 12.5 to 5.5 with dietary intervention. He had lost 127 pounds with Wegovy and diet control, period. The patient, as noted, is now scheduled for surgical intervention, period. He is felt to be medically cleared for his procedure, period. Active problems include distant history of COVID-19, next number, chronic pain syndrome, next number, obesity, next number, history of diabetes, next number, history of hypertension, next number, right knee osteochondrosis, next number, right knee complexity of the lateral meniscus, next number, morbid obesity, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for pain. Of note, he underwent laboratory with Dr. Nissen's office. Laboratory data revealed sodium 139, potassium 4.9, chloride 101, bicarb 30, BUN 8, creatinine 0.4, glucose 86. The white blood cell count 8.0, hemoglobin 16.6. Platelets 293. Hemoglobin A1C 5.3, period. Again, the patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for pain, period. Signed, Dr. Rowan Ferguson.